Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we are going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I want a special guest here from time to time. We're going to be coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, if you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. Guys, we have been on a very powerful series. My voice has been used to the max. Thank goodness I'm getting ready to do some photos and all this kind of stuff, and hopefully I don't have to talk. And, oh, by the way, I got three presentations today, so I will be having a talk. But we're going to keep going because we're talking about the five top reasons why you're not seeing the success you want in your network marketing business. Now, I know that some guys are getting revelations, but I need you to know that this knowledge must be applied in order for you to see a massive turnaround in your business. And so we are going to be coming from in the book of Matthew today. Before we go on and pray, I need you to go ahead and pull that up. It is Matthew 5:37. Go ahead and turn your Bibles to that. And, you know, before we get on this, and I'm telling you, you got to pray to stay. You've got to include God in all of your affairs because you got to understand that your natural man is going to come up against what God really has for you. And when you understand this, you'll understand why you're doing things, but you may not know why you're doing it, but it's not leading you to an abundant life. And so you must go to God so that now who God intended you to be originally, before you even came to this earth and got into that suit called your body, this earthly suit called your body, before that, you were already massively successful. And so now you get into this suit, and this suit now giving you the authority to choose success or not. Now, because now that you're here on earth, we got all these other things going into our head, our ear gates, our mind, and our ear gates, you know, eye gates, ear gates, our mind. Now you think you're so wrong for God that you know it all. So we don't want God in the midst of our stuff. Oh, keep God out of business. Oh, keep God in this place. How are you going to put him in his place? He's too big. He can't go nowhere. So we got to go to him every day and say, check me, God. I want what you have for me. So I need to check up for the next up and renew my mind every day so I can get on the path that you have for me, not my will, which is the permissive will, but I need your perfect will that's always going to lead me to success. So go to the Lord together, and let's be on one accord. You're going to need your heart in this, baby, to get this lesson for today. Father God, we thank you. We honor you on this day. For you are amazing, oh God, and there's no one like you. No one bigger than you. We're nothing without you. You're awesome, oh dear Lord, and we're thanking you for your omniscience, that you know everything. So as we're growing in you, We're praying for the mind of Christ. We're thanking you, oh, Father God, that now we're moving into submission. We're moving into obedience so that now we'll be able to take this instruction to be successful. As we're turning to you on this day, we allow your Holy Spirit to take full reign here over Power Start Your Day. As we are decreasing so you can increase. We're coming up against anything that comes up against what you have for us. Any high and mighty thing that's coming up against your will for our life, which is abundant. As we're moving out of scarcity into having more than enough, moving into overflow, we know we can't have massive wealth without you because you're the one that gives us that ability according to Deuteronomy 8 and 18. We're thanking you for your grace and your mercy, that you even give us the gift even when we don't deserve it. But now you're giving us, oh Father God, a mind that will now begin to execute what we learn. We're removing fear, replacing it with courage. Removing doubt, replacing it with faith. Because that's what activates your hand. We're honoring you in all that we do as we're becoming a great example for your kingdom. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that you said that we're more than conquerors. So we'll conquer anything that's coming up against our success right now as we're all, as your sons and daughters, on one accord, covering this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, guys, so let's go into this word because what we're talking about today, because we've been discussing these things. Why are you not seeing the success? I mean, they talk about that network marketing, very, very low success rate, and it's because people are not really getting it. And what does it really take to be successful? Like, where do you really learn how to be successful? In school? Nah. Let's go back to the educational system. It is totally designed for you to work with someone else who's using the principles that we teach you here every day at Power Start Your Day. So we're talking about massive success, breaking through glass ceilings and all this stuff. The first thing you had to do was make a very clear decision, a real decision. Going through the process of selecting a logical choice from available options. Most people don't even know what their options are. So we're sharing with you that these are the options. You either can work for someone else or work for yourself. And people think working for yourself means I can do whatever I want to do. Contrary, especially in organizational leadership when we're talking about network marketing. So there has to be some rhythm. There has to be some continuity. There has to be some synergy. And there definitely has to be consistency. And we're going to talk about that on today. So as you move past these decisions, you got to learn how to make them. You're making them emotional or are you using some logic? We know that people do things that feel good. And funny enough, that most of the things that you really need to do don't feel good in the beginning. That's why people don't do that. Most correction does not feel good, so people run away from correction. And some people have gotten big and grown without correction, and so when they start hearing it, it's so foreign to them that they buck up against it. That's called they go into rebellion when that correction is leading them to success. So now that's why you can't trust your emotions. You got to know what's really available to you. Because those emotions are energy in motion, and sometimes it's moving you downhill. So personal development is extremely, extremely vital to success in network marketing. Because this will help you with number two, get the right focus. People are so focus on grieving the process to success and focusing on doing what it takes to be successful. They're focusing on how much time do I have to put in. You know how many times I'm going, I know you're successful, but how long did it take you? How much time does it take you every day? Whatever time it takes me, it took me the multiple seven figures. Wouldn't you like that? Wouldn't you like to stop trading time for dollars and put your time in somewhere where eventually you'll be paid your worth? So you'll grieve what does it take to be successful, to console yourself into mediocrity. I don't need all that. I don't want all that. Guys, the focus needs to change because your perception will override your intention. You might intend to be successful, but if your perception is it takes too much, you won't do it. If the perception is it takes too much to do that, but I need you to look at your available options, and if what you're doing is working for you 100% right now, then this does not apply to you, what we're going to be talking about on today. But if you're a person that say, I'm not 100% satisfied with where I am, not only in my business but in my life, I'm not 100% satisfied even with how I feel. I don't feel grounded. I don't feel immovable. I don't feel unstoppable. I'm building my business on shaky ground. I don't know. It's just, it's today the day I'm going to quit because I just can't do this anymore. If this is you, then you need today's lesson. You say, oh, is she going to be preaching? You better start listening because I'm teaching. I cannot help. Listen, I did not create myself. God created me as this, and I am so happy he did. So somebody might be focusing on the raspy voice or it sounds like a preacher. If you even say that, that means you need some preaching. You need some teaching. Because I'm trying to give you what God gave me that I know has made me successful. So see, your focus ain't on the right thing. I need you to focus and get your pen and paper out as we discuss what God wants you to know. Because trust me, it can't be me. Matthew 5 and 37. You either want to be successful or you don't. Which one is it? If the answer is yes, I need you to pay attention. Matthew 5 and 37. Are you ready? Hopefully you are, because I got a few versions for you. Here we go. One says, but let your statement be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything beyond these is evil. New King James Version says, but let your yes be yes. Yes, I want to be successful. Yes, I'm very clear this is the best company for me. Yes, I trust what the leaders are sharing with me to do. Yes, I'm going to follow the system. Yes, I'm going to be consistent in showing up. Yes, 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 or no. I'm just going to do it sometime. I'm just going to do it whenever, whatever. Because the rest of the scripture says, for whatever is more than these is from the evil one. This is against you being successful. Let's stop talking about the devil as the boogeyman, and let's start dealing with it that it's anything to get you off your game for what God has for you. And you're deciding that I want what God has for me. Come on now, you're a baby. God's been around since the beginning of time, and he'll be around his eternity looping. I don't care if you're 90 years old, you're still not greater than God. So if he already knows what's best for you, I used to love what Dr. Moreau would say. He said, if you want to know everything about a creation or something that was created, you go to the manufacturer. So you go to the owner's manual. Our Bible is the owner's manual. God said, you want to know about me? More or less, you want to know about you, because I know about you before you knew you was you. Go to your Bible and let me tell you what that is. Let me tell you that if you cannot be consistent, which consistency is our third reason why you're not seeing a success, that you ought to in your business. Consistency is a standard for success. If you don't have consistency, you are not going to see consistent success. This is one of the main reasons most people are not successful. They have conditional work ethics. It's based off of convenience. And that convenience would lead to them having more excuses, like my mama would say, than the law would allow. Now, I'm going to tell you one thing. I've never seen consistency hurt anyone's business, only help. But I have seen inconsistency destroy people's destiny. Now, you don't only need to be consistent in your work ethic. You need to be consistent with your attitude, with your belief systems. And that will automatically take care of a consistent work ethic. Let me ask you a question. What are your business hours? Do you have a cash calendar? Is there time blocked off for your dream? Remember the 888. You slept 8 hours. You worked 8 hours on somebody else's job, and now you got 8 hours to work on your dream. Are you consistent with working on your dream? Are you booked with appointments that lead to IPAs, income-producing activity? Let me share with you guys what I know about this. Now, I've been a business owner well over 20-plus years. 20-plus years, 2-plus decades, and 10 of those, a little less than half of that time, I've been in network marketing. And I want you guys to know that I was a hairstylist. I first was an assistant. I was an assistant. I was the gopher or gopher. Everything they told me, go get this, go do that. I need this. I need that. And I was serving. I served the best of the best. So I was able to serve multiple hairstylists at one time. I got so efficient that even though it was 6 hairstylists, they only wanted me to handle their people. I was consistent. They never had to go back and look in their client's hair and say, go back to the bowl. Their hair is still dirty. It feels greasy. I was consistent. I consistently showed up. Whatever time they said I needed to be there, I was there earlier so I would be prepared to go to work. I knew that they said, if I need you to be here at 10, I need to be there at least at 9:30 so I get all the things I need to get out of the way. So at 10, I'm ready to go. I was consistent. They can depend on me. Now, when I grew up, now I moved into being an apprentice. I went from assistant to apprentice. That's called upgrade. That's called ranking up. Now they say you can do your own clients, but under the leadership of someone who's a master. So I did that. And I did that so well that I built a huge clientele under apprenticeship and went on and get my licenses. Funny enough, right now, today, when I leave here, I'm going to do now and share with entrepreneurs coming out of hair school how they can be successful and some things they need to do and the services my company does. Let me tell you something. Consistency opens up doors. It's an attraction factor because my good friend who now has a hair school, before her and I were here, we were hairstylists together. Now she has a hair school, and because she sees me being consistent, she'll trust me to come in before her students. And so she went from master cosmetology to a master bank account, and I want her to show you how. Now I want you guys to listen to me. I went to an apprentice, and I would have to be showing up on time. Now, mind you, some people would say I'm working for myself. I'm under apprenticeship. I'm on book rent, so I work for myself. Now, hence, that'd be like independent distributors or independent contractors in our network marketing deal. But I had to roll with what was going on with the salon. I had to do what they said that needed to be done in the fashion, and I had to do it consistently. Now that consistency moved me into a six-figure income as a hairstylist, but let me tell you, wait. I had some obstacles. I was a single mom with two kids, and people want to come after work to get their hair done. That's when they want to come. So I began to say, you know what? My babysitter at the time said, you got to pick your kids up at 7. I'm shutting down my house. I always like my kids to be in a home environment until they went to school. And so it was said, you got to pick them up at 7. So I had to consistently be on time. So what I said is, you know what? I still got to feed my children. So I began to ask my clients who would come after work, can you come before you go to work? And I will consistently get you out in time for you to be to work. And I sold them on the idea of, listen, instead of you having, or you come after work and you having a day-old hairdo, you're going fresh into work. I can't tell you how that blew my business up, because people were leaving straight from the salon, straight to work. And then now their coworkers are like, oh, my Lord, amazing. But consistently, I opened up and I started at 7 a.m. People wonder, how can I be consistent on a call at 8 a.m. every day? Consistently, I started as a stylist. A stylist at 7 a.m., we put on the open sign, and when people would drive by in the plaza, they saw open, they stopped and said, you guys are open? Yes, we can actually serve you before you go to work. They knew consistently that the door would be open at that time, so I had to consistently wake up at 5 a.m. so I can prepare my kids' lunch and even dinner. So we're out of the house by 6. I put the dinner in the oven, season it. I consistently went to the grocery store on a Saturday evening, seasoned up all my food, my meat, and I would put those things in the oven, make some rice and vegetables, consistently make breakfast and dinner and lunch for my kids, and out the door by 6 a.m. The school was right up the road from the salon, drop them off, and I'm at the salon consistently at 7. I need you guys to know, I saw people who were inconsistent. They only came to the salon when they had an appointment. Like, people only show up if they have a guest to their meetings. And I am going to tell you right now, I can't tell you how often I would see clients just walk in the door, oh, is so-and-so here? Oh, no, they're not here. You're not on the book. Oh, well, I need my hair done. Is anybody else available? Who could do it? Someone who was consistent. The same way how in our industry, where you're all fired up because you emotionally decided to be an entrepreneur, when you hit a road, a brick in the road, and you stop, and then now the person who's looking for you to enroll, you're not even available anymore. You ain't even in the game anymore. Whoa, I'm in the game because I want to sign somebody up even though I've been inconsistent. Are you ready now? Well, I'm ready too. They're like, nah, I want to work with someone who I see really consistently working the business. Has this ever happened to anyone? I see it happen all the time. Consistency is an attraction factor, and you need to have consistency if you want to be successful. Inconsistency is not your friend. It's your enemy, to keep it real. You're not consistently doing your daily method of operation, then you're not going to have predictable income in your business. You're going to see your business and your team go up and down because people need to know that your yes was your yes, that you really want to be successful and you want to ride it out with them. I can't tell you how consistency brings credibility, not only to you, but the industry as a whole. I will not have anyone under my watch who don't get the real deal of what it takes to be successful. I don't need you to keep window shopping for success, window shopping, looking at people iconically, and then you start resenting them because they're consistent. Family, let's open up the call this morning. Let's have some conversation on consistency. I need to hear from some people that keep sidelining. I want to hear from you this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. How are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I'm doing incredible. This is Chanel and Marietta, and you are on fire this morning. I know it is not the coffee. It is just the Spirit of God working through you. You are kicking my butt.
I'm not finished my cup of coffee this morning, so you're so right. God got me on fire. Hey,
yes,
what
ma'am.
You got to share?
I just wanted to share because you're on point. We have to be consistent, and it's something that I struggle with. You know, we did a self-assessment, and one of the questions was asking about our daily method of operation. And one of the answers was, because it was multiple choice, was like, do you wake up and wing it? And honestly, being honest, that's what I've been doing, like just waking up and winging it. And so far God has carried me. He's carried me because I do consistently work the business, but I don't have anything consistent in place as far as when I do this, when I do this, when I do that. And so my outcome, they are unpredictable, just like you said, you know, because we can consistently do things that will guarantee us being successful, or we can consistently sabotage our success by doing the opposite. And so you are definitely on point, and that's why I said, you know what, I have to hit star one, because if she's not talking to me, she's talking to a whole bunch of people, but I know you're talking to me too. And so consistency does build credibility, because people do want to work with people that they feel have a grasp of what they are doing, and that if they need, they have a question and they want to pick up the phone, that they will be able to reach you, and not only will you be not knowledgeable, but they can count on you to be there to help them. And so you are definitely on point this morning.
Powerful. Thank you so much, Chanel. Thank you so much, Chanel. 252 last 41206. Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, Nicola. It's Sakura from Atlanta. I'm out here in Atlanta.
Hey, Sakura. How are you?
Hey. I'm great. And I just want to say, you know, consistency pays off. Like, even when you think that it's no one is watching or no one is paying attention or you feel like your business isn't going anywhere, I actually got confirmation yesterday. I woke up and I had a new enrollment, someone I never had spoke to just enrolled. So that definitely had showed me that consistency pays off. And definitely, you know, even back to what you said earlier this week, like, you know, even about decisions, like I just had spoke to my leader, Danikia, about decisions. And I told her, I was like, I need to get better with decision making, because I can be very indecisive, and it spills over to my business. So I'm definitely working on that, definitely working on being consistent, and I'm ready to go to the next level. Like, it's no more excuses.
Absolutely. No basis of making decisions can abrupt you. It even makes, you can even ruin not only personal relationships, but business relationships, because your decisions, things that you do, they had no basis. You didn't weigh options. You didn't weigh what's available. You didn't weigh what all comes along with what you're doing. Guys, what I'm sharing with you guys is next level thinking. I'm allowing you guys every single day not to pick the brain of a millionaire. We're talking about picking the brain of who has your millions. God is who gives me this information. Even the delivery. I am not that smart. I woke up and I'm like, okay, it's today the day for me. Get a little coffee. But when I got into my word, it sets me straight. I had to make a conscious decision that I could not just leave people off of my own cognizance. I have to lead you off of the Spirit of the Lord. Because if I had to lead you off of just me like Nikki, I would have dropped a whole bunch of folk a long time ago. I would have took my money, go invested, and go sit on the beach somewhere with my kids. Because people, leading people is difficult. But because I made the decision to serve God first, when my bishop ordained, she said, this is the highest call. I don't care how much money you make. This is the highest position you'll ever have. So because I let my yes be my yes to God, I got to do what he tells me to do consistently. spiritual life, consistency with your spiritual life will reap huge benefits. Good morning, last quarter. It's the last caller only because I got to hit it. I got some appointments today. Want to give shouts out to, even to some consistency.
Thank you.
Awesome. 862-7696 is the last four of your number. Good morning. Are you there? 862?
Good morning.
Okay, background a little bit too loud. We're going to go here, 850, last four, 0098. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Nicola. This is Karen from Pensacola. God bless you this morning. And
good morning.
The nail just is slammed. Not only did they hit the nail on the head, the nail is just slammed on into the wood all the way. And I tell you, I'm thanking God for you this morning. Even the others that shared this morning about inconsistency. This week, I hadn't been on the line this week, but the Holy Spirit literally was dealing with me about stay the grind, just stay the course, keep plugging away, keep plugging away. And I mean, it was like everything was coming at me from the left, the right, personal stuff. I was like, what is going on? But you said something, Nicola, we're breaking through a barrier and a mindset for ourselves personally. I know for me personally, as well as those that we're serving. And a lot of times we just don't even realize how we've been conditioned. We want success. However, when we begin to engage and the realities of what that looked like begin to come up against us, that's when you want to throw in the towel. So now we have to be, I'm learning for myself, to be consistent on standing on the word of God. He says, when you've done all the stand, just keep standing, keep plugging away, keep going at it. And because of that, I want to just bless God with the fact that I got a call from a Head Start director. And next week, the door opened wide. They're going to allow me to come and speak to the parents. It's supposed to be, I don't even know how many parents are going to be. They're going to let me know this week. So I want the those that are on the line, those that are listening, don't stop. Keep plugging away. This is supposed to be a major deal. And the young lady called me yesterday and said, you're on. We need you to come speak to our parents. And this is with Head Start, like an agency. So I'm going to call my team members. I'm going to need some help. We got to have teams going to need some help. And that's one of the things that I kind of been hurting with. So just be praying for me, Nicola. I thank God for you, the sacrifice you made. Nobody probably knows the time you put in, but I thank God for you answering the call. The bottom line, I'm just grateful.
Absolutely, absolutely. Powerful, powerful testimonies. I wanted to say shout out even to some leaders who are being consistent. You know, Ruchi Jones out there, her and I have been working together like 9 years together, consistently going after her dreams. And, you know, they opened up a door with a doctor. I tell you, these relationships are so powerful with the doctor. It used to be my doctor. Then, you know, his good friend that's a pilot. All of these people are now in our organization, and we just opened up a door to go in for 6 weeks into a major congregation. Congregation to be able to share what we do. And they would not, if they could not see that there was consistency that brings credibility, it opens up doors, guys. And even now, with that consistency, my banker consistently seeing, okay, this is what she's doing. Not just consistent deposits, but she sees even what I did consistently. And my banker said, hey, Nicola, I'm on your calls now. Opened up the door. I walked into the bank. Hey, listen, I got an opening. Now I'm going to another major church with her on an appointment that she opened up to me from consistency. It's huge. I need you guys to understand, even my friend today, because she consistently saw that since I left the hair industry, no matter what people say about network marketing, if it works, it doesn't work. She saw me consistently work it and saw the fruits of the labor. So don't you think for one moment what I'm sharing with you is not real deal Holyfield. If you do what I'm sharing with you to do, you will